This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. We're going to talk today about a few different issues. We're going to talk first about jobless claims going down. We're going to talk a little bit about supply chain issues and a few other issues coming out of that. The first issue is jobless claims are way down, 293,000 this past week. That's lower than expected. We'll probably lead to just the Fed maintaining what they said was their course. We're starting to do bond tapering. The unemployment rate is going to be down at its lowest level. I haven't seen the current number in nearly a year and a half plus. So that is really good news. The flip side is employers are still having a very hard time finding employees. You've still got, 10, 11 million jobs unfilled, and a lot of people seemingly not willing to take those jobs, even though the government benefits, a lot of the benefits have already stopped and so forth and so on. And so lots of fascinating discussion there. The next question that's asked to me is, how long are these supply chain issues going to last? And this is, of course, one of the great questions. On the auto side, and this is a real problem, and this could cause real trouble for the American economy and world economy. On the auto side, they project that a lot of the chip shortages are going to last for a year to 2 years. This may literally mean that these car lots will stay sort of empty for some serious period of time. And at some point, that's also going to hurt a lot of workers in factories and other kinds of employees of the auto companies and the whole auto chain, because there's a lot of different people that play into the auto supply chain. If you can't manufacture cars, it means a lot of that slows down and stops, and a lot of people aren't making money, are getting furloughed and laid off and so forth. So this auto chain supply problem is a huge issue, and they say it's going to last for a year to 2 years, and that is just frightening on so many levels. It's most frightening for the workers, the employees, the stock, all those kinds of things. It's also frightening as a car buyer. The average price of a car has gone up $5,000, $4,900 in the last year, and that is no signs of abating. If you go to a car lot today, there used to be deals on leases, on buying, on everything. Now they have an undersupply, and the dealer's got to make money on every single car being sold. On the rest of the supply chain, you see significant progress starting to be made. The LA ports announced today, or the last couple of days, that they're going to run the ports 24/7. That's likely to lead to some improvement in supply chain. You do have a lot of these different issues going on throughout the world. Obviously, getting people back to work to fill a lot of these roles will help. But you do have a lot of disruption in the economy. It's, I think, parts of the supply chain will be for significant periods of time, particularly on the auto side. And that's scary because it impacts a lot of the economy. And then a lot of the other parts of the supply chain won't be as bad. But you see this as a retail shopper. Any place you go, there used to be end-of-season sales. Now there are very little end-of-season sales. Even the dollar store is no longer a dollar store. They're going to have to raise their average cost or average price to a dollar something because of supply chain issues and inflation issues and so forth. In any event, I know this discussion started with the low jobless claims, 293,000, overall good news. But we've moved on to supply chain issues, which I think are going to be daunting for, quite frankly, quite some time. Thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast. We appreciate your listenership very much.